Dr. Joseph Wilson is a biology professor at Utah State University at the Tooele campus. He knows a little something about Vespa mandarinia, the species commonly called the Asian giant hornet.
These are social wasps that have a similar life cycle to a yellow jacket or to a bald-faced hornet. They are generalist predators, just like other hornets and yellow jackets are. So the Asian giant hornet is particularly good at raiding honeybee hives because it's big. It's 2 inches long. It has really big mandibles. Generally, what they're after is the brood of the honeybee, so the larvae of the honeybees as a protein source.
Despite their dramatic lifestyle, Dr. Wilson says the threat to honeybees in the U.S. from Vespa mandarinia has been overblown.
There's not really any evidence that the Asian giant hornet is established in North America. The records that we have were from last fall in British Columbia. They found a single nest and they destroyed that single nest. They found two dead individuals just over the border. I mean, it was within the flight range of that nest that they destroyed. So since then, there hasn't been any new sightings, and no live sightings have ever been seen in the U.S.
Since honeybees are not native to North America, colonies here are mostly domesticated and can be easily protected by their keepers.
One way beekeepers in Asia have done this is they put a wire mesh over the entrance of the hive with holes, I mean, big enough that the honeybee can get through, but small enough that the Asian giant hornet can't.
Dr. Wilson says the panic over this insect is causing people to unnecessarily kill beneficial bees and wasps by mistake.
I just don't want people killing stuff just because they're scared of a murder hornet that doesn't live here. This isn't, the big threat that we should be worried about with bee declines. We already have those threats here, like the varroa mite and pesticide uses and landscape changes and things like that.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.